So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the Rabbanan's opinion of Ein Bechor Nitl Pishnayim B'Shvach Sheshivchu Nechasim La'achar Misavim. A Bechor does not get a double portion in any profits that accrue after the father's death because the profits are ro, they were not in his father's possession, and Ein Bechor Nitl B'ro Kebemuchzik. A Bechor is entitled to Pishnayim only in the assets that were muchzik in his father's possession before he died, but not in those assets that were ro that came into his possession after he died. And the Gemara mentioned a machlekes as to what the Rabbanan would hold regarding milveh b'shtar. If the heirs collected a documented loan owed their father, Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel says, Ein bechor neitel pishnayim b'milveh. The Rabbanan hold that a bechor does not get pishnayim in the money collected through a milveh b'shtar, even in the principle, because as Rashbam explains, the einem muchzik klal b'mois el b'shtar dehaven yor ba'alma. The actual money was not in the father's possession, only the shtar, which is merely a piece of paper. Therefore the money is considered ro. While Shulch Mitam Bechor Neitel Pishnayim B'Milva Avaloi B'Ribis, the Bnei Marava ruled that according to the Rabbanan, a Bechor does get Pishnayim in the principal, but not in the interest because Milva Kaman Degav Yudami. As Rashbam explains, the principal that was originally in the father's possession was transferred into the Shtar, and the Shtar serves as a Mashkin until the loan is repaid. And since the Shtar was Muchzik, the principal is also considered Muchzik. But the interest that was never in the father's possession is not a part of the Shtar, and is therefore considered Ro, not Muchzik. The Gemara proceeds with a machlikas in the opinion of the Bnei Marava, the Bechor Neutl Pishnayim B'Milva. Rabba says, Gavu Karka Yeshle, Gavu Mo'os Ainli. Only if they collected land, it is considered Muchzik, and the Bechor gets Pishnayim, because as the Rashbam explains, the high Karka Ishtabit La'avuin B'Chayev. There was a lien on the Leib's land for the father's loan while he was alive. Therefore, the land is considered Muchzik. However, Gavu Mois Ainli, if they collected money, it is considered Ro, and the Bechor does not get Pishnayim, because Hani Mois Achrininenu, there was no lien on the labor's money, and this money is not the original principal. While Rav Nachman says vice versa, Gavu Mois Yeshle, Gavu Karka Ainli, only if they collected money, it is considered Muchzik, and the Bechor gets Pishnayim, because as the Rashbam explains, Shari B'Mois Hilvo, the original loan was also with money. However, Gavu Karka Ainli, if they collected land, it is considered Ro, and the Bechor does not get Pishnayim, because Bekarka Lo Hilvo, the original loan, was not with land. The Gemara, however, explains that time of the Bnei Marava Kamrinon, V'lon Lo Svirulon. Rabbi and Rav Nachman only elaborate on the opinion of the Bnei Marava, but they themselves both disagree with the Bnei Marava and hold like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that in Bechor Nirkel Pishnayim B'Milva, the Bechor does not get Pishnayim, even in the principle. As we see later from the incident of Savsa, the Rabbah holds that even Gavu Karka is considered Ro because the Ikodim Mizavna Zvina Zvini. Since the Leiba has the ability to sell his fields and pay back the loan with other assets, the fields are not Muchzik to the Malva. And from another statement of Rav Nachman, we see that he holds that land is considered more Muchzik than money. As Rav Nachman says, Yisayim Shagavu Karka B'Chavis Avian, Bal Chav Chayzer B'Gavimahen. If the heirs collected land for money owed their father, the father's creditor can then confiscate this land for their father's debt. But if they collected money, the father's creditor cannot confiscate this money for their father's debt. However, as the Rashbam explains, Rav Nachman holds that only a Bal Chayv can collect the land because of the Shibud, the lien that he has on all properties, even those mortgaged to the father, based on Shibud Reb Nasan. However, regarding Pishnayim, Rav Nachman agrees with Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel that even land is considered ro, not muchzik, because the ikad mezavna zvina zvini. The father's debtor has the ability to sell the fields and pay back the loan with other assets. The Gemara proceeds with the incident of Savsa. Huda amalahu nichsi l'savsa uvastro liyartoi. There was a dying person who stipulated his assets should first go to his grandmother, and after she dies, the assets should go to his heirs and not to her heirs. He had a married daughter who died while the grandmother was still alive. After the grandmother died, the daughter's husband demanded these assets which he inherits through his wife. Rav Huna ruled liyarti vafil liyarti yarti. The owner's stipulation of liyarti also includes his heir's heirs, such as the husband who inherits from his daughter. Therefore, the assets belong to the husband. While Rav Anan ruled, liyarti v'lo liyarti yarti. The owner's stipulation of liyarti includes only his heir, but not his heir's heir, such as his daughter's husband. Therefore, the assets do not belong to the husband, but to the savsa's heirs. Shalchu mitam hilchas hakabasei de Rav Anan v'lav mitamei. The Bnei Marava ruled like Rav Anan that these assets do not belong to the husband, but for a different reason. From the havalei ro v'in abal noita b'ro kibemuchzik. Because these assets only came to his wife's possession after she died when her savsa died. And the husband inherits only his wife's assets that were already in her possession when she died. The Rashbam points out that there seems to be a contradiction in the B'nai Marava. In the incident of Savsa, the B'nai Marava hold Mishum the Havalei Ro'u, Be'en Abal Noitel B'ro Kebemuchzik. Anticipated Yerusha is considered Ro'u, not Muchzik, and therefore they do not belong to the husband. While regarding Milva Bishtar, the B'nai Marava hold B'char Noitel Pishnai B'milva. The anticipated loan payment is considered Muchzik, and therefore the B'char gets Pishnai. The Rashbam answers, according to Rav Nachman, there is no contradiction because he says the B'nai Marava hold Gabu Mo'is Yeshle, Gabu Karka Einloi. Therefore, the anticipated Yerusha that was land is considered Ro, while the Milva Bishtar that was paid with money is considered Muchzik. And according to Rabbah, there is no contradiction either, even though both cases are discussing land, because only regarding Savta, in which the land was a Yerusha, it is considered Ro, because Lo Ishtabed, Lo Labav, Lo Ishtoi, Shahare Lo Lovsam, and Abbasam, and Bailaklum. The Savta did not owe anything to the daughter or her husband, and there was no lien on her land. However, regarding Milva Bishtar, the land is considered muchzik because the high karka shtabed la'avun b'chayev. The leva owes money to the father, and there was a lien on the land for the father's loan while he was alive. Therefore, the shibud caused it to be considered muchzik according to the B'nai Marava. The Gemara concludes as follows. Amar Rav Papa, Hilchasa eina bal noitel b'ro kebemuchzik. A husband inherits only his wife's assets that were already in her possession before she died, but not those that came to her after she died. A bachur gets pishnaim only in the assets that were in his father's possession before he died, but not in those assets that came in him after he died. A papa rules in favor of Rabbi Yehudu Amar Shmuel that according to the Rabban, a bachur does not get pishnaim of a collected loan, even in the principle, regardless of whether they collected land or money. If the Bechor had borrowed money from his father that he has not yet paid, the Bechor and his brother split the additional portion in his loan payment because, as Rashbam explains, it is questionable whether this payment is considered muchzik or ro. Perhaps, the Bechor's payment is considered muchzik to the father because the Bechor already transferred the money to his father while he was alive so that he can receive a double portion. Or perhaps, loishno mishar milva, this is no different than other loans in which the payment is considered ro, therefore palgi, they split the amount of the additional portion.